this.
I started, I'm gonna finish it. Alright, here you go. He's a Kayan.
okay.
Roll not fic.
World of Warcraft. And the Untamed slash Book Fit, whatever the fuck.
Yes. Yes.
Drunk oral nonfic.
Yes. Yes.
By, I need the names of people. Otherwise, I will not remember.
Revolutionary Joe.
Opal Song.
Shiba Face.
Care of that.
Yay.
Perfect. I have no idea whether any of this will be usable.
Probably. It will probably not be.
But we're going to try. We're going to do our best.
I will work magic.
Okay.
I will probably fail, but I will try. Okay. But what if the Untamed clans were guilds in World of Warcraft?
Mm-hmm.
Please help me out with this.
Mm-hmm.
We have already established that Wei Wuxian will inevitably be the guy who goes, Wei
Wuxian!
And runs in and, like,
he drags the mobs, he aggroes everything.
Except, unlike Leroy Jenkins, somehow it fucking works.
Yes.
No, yeah. So Wei Wuxian has, like, an encyclopedic knowledge of the game, but acts like the complete dumbass.
Okay, hold it. I just want the mic.
And you are utterly convinced that Wei Wuxian is probably drunk. Or high, or both, at all points in time while he is playing. However, Wei Wuxian has studied every single enemy's weakness and knows how to, like, basically hack the game. He, like, understands the game in a way that even the developers do not.
He doesn't, like, actually hack the game, though. Just
he doesn't
clear.
Actually. No, just no actual hacking occurs. Wei Wuxian is just that good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Where's Lan Zhan? Lan Zhan reads every rule.
Has a guild that has 3,000 rules, and they're written on the forum. They are on the sticky post at the top of the guild forum. If you break a single rule, they mute you. They mute you. You are muted. You are muted for 30 minutes.
Okay, so Wei Wuxian's journey.
Yes.
He starts with the. You do not need to point that.
I know. I don't need to point at TK either. Like, there was no need for me to turn this mic around.
I was trying to get it.
Don't
worry. Okay. I don't know the canon that well, except for our peers that I follow.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. So. Wei Wuxian starts his time just as, like, a, like, chaotic. He's not part of a guild. Right?
Guildless.
Is anyone on your end of the table, like, sober?
No!
Okay,
good.
All right,
you've talked about it.
So, Wei Wuxian.
He starts out, like, he doesn't have a guild.
Yeah.
And then somehow he ends up as part of the,
The Lan party.
No. The Yunmeng. Yunmeng guild.
Yeah.
So
the thing is, the guild master, or the, like, vice guild master, possibly whoever you, what's her face, Madame Yu is.
Yeah.
She hates Wei Wuxian. So he's not super happy in that guild, but he does have the sister and the brother whose name Zhang Cheng and Yun Li. I think her name is?
I don't know names.
Anyway. So the sister and the brother, possibly they know each other in real life. But anyway, they're fun. They have lots of fun. They raid together. It's great. And then there's, like, a massive
there's a guild alliance.
There's a guild alliance raid thing, like, because there's this massive event that's happening. So they get together with the Lan clan.
Lan party.
The Lan guild is called the Lan Party.
And Lan Party, like, they are this fucking massive guild. And they're really, really well run. like really well run. They're super strict with rules and stuff. But if you get in and you can follow the rules, like, holy shit.
Well, you're golden. Because you're golden. They follow the rules, it's like you're guaranteed good loot.
Mm-hmm.
And they also perform fairly well in raids because they're really, like, disciplined and organized with that shit. Yeah.
And that is where Wei Wuxian meets Long John.
Yes, yes. So, Wei Wuxian is sent to the Long Party. As part of the Gold Alliance, for a very big raid that's going down. And now, let me tell you a little bit about the playstyle of Wei Wuxian.
Please do.
Please do.
Yes.
So, in this MMORPG, which is unnamed, but we shall call World of Cultivation.
World of Cultivation! Drink to that. Cheers,
Mama. Yeah, drink to that.
Come by.
The thing with World of Cultivation, there are a lot of generally established builds for your characters. Like, everybody's kind of, like, the game's been out for a long time. Everybody has this generally established idea of how you want to build based on your different classes of cultivators, what you can play. Wei Wuxian sees all of this, reads every forum, checks the patch notes every time the game is patched, and says, fuck your rules, and he makes his own build. He, like, multi-classes all over the fucking place, and everybody's just like, Wei Wuxian, that should not work, but it does, because he's Wei Wuxian.
And a bunch of other people try to get it to work. Like, they see what he's doing, and they're like, okay, if he can do this, I can do this. No. Because it also requires him to be able to play a very specific way.
Yeah, well, like, things like part of it is Wei Wuxian's character build. Part of it is the skill trees that he has, like, decided to level in. The other part of it is that Wei Wuxian is just so damn good at the keyboard that, like, he manipulates that. He's got this nice mechanical keyboard, the ones that make the clack sounds. He's got, like, a customized mouse that he's, like, keyed the buttons to in a very specific way.
I'm sorry.
And what?
I'm just spiral. I desperately need Wei Wuxian as a pro gamer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But good. That can be secondary to this.
Yeah.
Just, I'm just saying that in a separate AU, that you and I need to, like do
Wei Wuxian pro gamer.
Wei Wuxian and Long John on separate teams against each other.
Oh, and like
they never win.
No. Here's the thing, though. They're on separate teams against each other, but because they're both Korean boys, or Chinese boys, they come together for the World Cup. They come together for the World Cup, and so they play on the same team because they're both top-ranked players
in
China.
And neither of them have ever won the cup, like, whatever large tournament or whatever it is, because their teams could not support them.
Yeah.
And finally, when they are together,
in the World Cup.
I'm a massive fucking Dota 2 fan.
At the International?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And one
I
of
forgot
them,
both y'all are in that shit. Sorry, I said it to you like 10,000 years ago.
One of them has to be a support, and one of them has to be a tank.
Oh, God, which one?
Okay, we need to go back to World of Warcraft.
No,
come back
World
to
the
Cultivators.
World of Cultivation. Sorry.
World of Cultivation.
World of Cultivation.
Which is the name of this oral not book now.
Yes.
So, World of Cultivation.
World of Cultivation.
Okay, anyway, back to that. We'll get back to the Dota 2 fucking pro gamer AU because I need this shit in my life.
Okay, no, wait. So here's the thing that has to happen. So Wei Wuxian is part of these raids and, like, is on loan to this guild because of Guild Alliance, and basically there's an event going on.
And this is because Madame Yu kind of hates
him. Yeah, Madame Yu kind of hates his guts. But anyways, like, there's an event going on, and it's, like, big event, big loot drops, real fucking awesome, real difficult to get through. Nobody on the server has done it yet. And so Wei Wuxian and Long John rolling up to this joiner's like, what up? And they basically destroy it. And it's just amazing. And poor fucking Long John, like, what happened? But, like, please, at one point in time, so Wei Wuxian's whisper chat with Long John is is a wall of fucking text from Wei Wuxian. And then every so often, there's like a one word reply from Long John. Every so often, there is a Long John has muted you.
Okay, question.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of want, again, one of them to be tank and one of them to be healer.
Yeah.
So that they have to play together.
Yeah.
Oh, Long John is healer. Like,
Long John is healer?
But things I've seen that y'all haven't. Long John is healer.
Okay. Basically, because the thing is, like, tanks work like a very specific way. There's usually a very specific set way to do tanks.
Yes.
And what Wei Wuxian does is he doesn't do the normal tanking. He does, like, almost like this weird glass cannon build where everybody's just like, Wei Wuxian, where's your HP pool? And Wei Wuxian is like, fuck that shit, I don't need it.
Yes!
So he just goes all crazy offensive on that. But here's the thing that I wanted to get to.
Yes.
In talking about
Wei Wuxian's
private logs with Long John.
Yes.
Is that eventually, in all of, like, Wei Wuxian just, like, continuously pestering Long John, he, like, eventually references, like, some really niche, like, local restaurant or really niche, like, local spot.
Yes. And Long John gets into, like, the how they meet in the real world.
Long John has a moment where he's just like, I know what that is. I know where that is. And, like, can't help but be like, oh, where do you live?
Or.
Does he stalk it?
Okay, so Long John never says anything, because that's not Long John's way.
Well, he says, like...
small
things.
Huh, or something.
Yeah.
But
he'll type out, like, one word reply.
Yeah, okay, so Wei Wuxian does this thing, and Long John types back, huh. And then, later, the next day, after the successful raid has gone down, et cetera, Wei Wuxian has mentioned that he always goes to this coffee shop before work. Always, forever, and will continue until he dies because the coffee is so good.
Yes,
and he needs a debunker.
Yes,
And he's also, like, ranted about his job at this random stranger on the internet.
Yes,
because
it's Wei Wuxian.
Yeah, and so Long John literally goes there.
Yes,
like without telling Wei Wuxian,
yes.
He just goes there and, like, buys a latte and sits in the corner
and
trying to figure out which one is Wei Wuxian.
No, here's the thing, is that Wei Wuxian is supposed to be drinking orders. And so Lajan is watching for anyone who orders that drink.
Oh, I was going to turn this into a coffee shop AU also. Wei Wuxian literally works there. He works there.
But yes, that happens. No, but, like, so here's a question, though. Is that in Long John's watching of Wei Wuxian, I feel like Long John has to eventually figure out who it is.
Yeah, he figures it out,
but doesn't say a damn thing about it.
No, he just, oh my gosh, okay, from making this a coffee shop AU on top of
MLR,
yes.
So he figures out who Wei Wuxian is, because Wei Wuxian has, like, three fucking jobs. On top of being, like, one of the highest ranking guild members,
yes.
On one of the highest ranking guilds.
On the higher ranking server.
He doesn't.
He does not. He survives on coffee alone.
Yes. He survives on coffee and spite.
So he has mentioned that he works there, but he also mentions that he goes there to get the specific drink.
Yeah.
Every morning. So Long John figures out who he is, and then later goes back and he becomes a regular.
Yes.
Like, he becomes that regular, and he always tips. Fucking amazing.
Of course he does.
Here's a twist. I want to know what you guys feel about this. What if one morning, before Wei Wuxian goes to work, he gets to the coffee shop and he finds out that someone has bought his drink for him? And that someone is Long John.
Dude, Long John does this for, like, a fucking month before Wei Wuxian figures out who it is. And he only figures out who it is because someone Okay, I don't know. I feel like it has to be someone externally who gets them together.
Yeah.
But I really want the reveal to be like, Long John orders a drink, and somebody writes his gamer tag on the cup.
Yeah.
Which means... In between,
the first time that Wei Wuxian's drink has been ordered for him by Lan Zhan and is ready and waiting and hot by the time he gets there, he goes back that night and on his chat log with Lan Zhan is just like, man, a really weird thing happened to me today. At the coffee shop,
okay.
Somebody had already ordered for me. It was so weird, but it was really hot. So it was right, like, they had to have been right there. Like, don't you think that's great? And it's just, like, continuously ranting this entire story to Lan Zhan. And Lan Zhan back at his home, and his computer is just like...
He's dying inside. He's just like, I tried so hard and got so far, but he won't say anything.
His brother comes up to the computer and is all like, Lan Zhan, what's wrong? Like, you seem to be, like, really, like, worked up over something. And Lan Zhan just, like, closes.
And it's like, Lan Zhan has logged off. Lan Zhan is like, I can never talk about this again. This is so terrible.
But then he talks about it again tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. So one of their co-workers, like, I don't know which one, but one of their co-workers, like, one of their bro.
Oh.
It's Kwai Song.
I don't know the other character.
Fan, in the show, the dude Fan.
Oh, I don't know how to pronounce it. I always pronounce it Nye, and it's not right. That's
his friend.
Yeah.
He also works at the coffee shop.
Yes.
He figures out, like, so Lanja goes up the very first time to order four Wei Wuxian. And Nye is like,
what?
Like, why are you doing this? This is a little creepy. I've noticed you staring at my friend every day for a month. Like, let's not. And he's like, so he forces Lan Zhan to explain that they know each other and how they know each other. And then he watches this fucking train wreck of timing.
Yes.
And so eventually he is the one who is just like, okay, fuck this. I am just writing the other thing. And then when the drink is ready, makes Wei Wuxian be the one to read it out.
Yeah!
And so Wei Wuxian just like reads out this gamer tag and then it's like,
Wait a second! Wait, but here's the question. If Wei Wuxian holding Ma Zhan's coffee reads out Ma Zhan's gamer tag, does Ma Zhan approach the counter, or does Ma Zhan sit stoically waiting until Wei Wuxian puts the cup down, and then he sneaks up and takes it and runs?
Because I'm not a giant fan of pining, I am going to say, I know, I'm in this fandom. It's terrible.
I'm so sorry. Like, that happens once.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this happened more than once. It has happened once.
Yeah. Okay. But I want to say that Lan Zhan, like, he responds to his gamer tag, like, I know when people say, hey, Opal, like,
okay.
I'm like, yes.
He looks up.
Like, and I want to say he's, like, half out of his seat before he realizes, like,
Wei Wuxian called my gamer tag.
But then when Wei Wuxian, okay, so at this point, he doesn't know that the guy is there.
Yeah.
He has his gamer tag there, so he's like, breathing it out and going like, wait.
He doesn't notice. Okay, but then Lan Zhan has to go home and like run coffee-less. And like no, he snuck the coffee out.
Okay,
but like he snuck the coffee out, and so he goes home without drinking it at all. Arrives home with this like full cup of coffee that has now gone cold and is just like staring at it. And his brother comes up to him and is just
like,
what the fuck, man?
What the fuck, man?
Are you okay, Lan Zhan? And Lan Zhan just like, no, and like runs into his room and shuts the door and then just stares at the coffee cup and like puts his hands over where Wei Wuxian's hands were. And like,
Lan Zhan, get your act together! Oh my god!
And he sniffs it and hopes that he can get some of Wei Wuxian's scent off of the cup.
Oh no.
And then slowly. deliberately drinks it while logged on with his chat window open, watching as Wei Wuxian like messages him over and over and over. Because the thing is, Wei Wuxian, if he knows that that's La Zhan's gamer tag, would immediately go home and immediately log on. And he's actually, no wait, he's not even at home. It's Discord. So he's on his Discord in the back of the coffee shop being like, Hey, what the fuck? Were you at this coffee shop? Like, what's going on? I totally had a cup with your name on it. You, like, took a picture of it. They sent La Zhan the picture.
Okay, somebody took this up.
It's like, but, do you know anybody with this gamer tag?
But, if we want to get extra pining.
Yeah.
Because I know I said I wasn't into pining, but I can make things worse.
Yeah, we can
slow burn it.
Yeah.
Slow burn.
Right, 22 minutes. We can slow burn this for a while longer.
Wei Wuxian assumes that it's... Because he's been ranting about this guy.
Yeah.
And hasn't realized that he really has a crush on this guy, or maybe he realizes that he has a crush on this guy, but, like, doesn't know
I feel
he
like
is.
Wei Wuxian needs to be ignorant, but La Zhan is, like, fully aware that he has crushes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but...
He's always feeling his feelings, but he can't let them show.
Yeah.
But...
Don't feel
those feelings.
Oh, no. Just stop. Okay. But Wei Wuxian just figures it's me, like... fucking with it.
Yeah,
because he's been talking about this guy so much. Like, that's what he figures about, and he figures that Mie has, like, taken the drink.
Yeah, and dubbed it out or something.
Or given it to someone.
But he's still, like, in the moment. He's so, like wondering. He wants to believe that he does message La
Zhan. And then La Zhan never messages back.
And then so Wei Wuxian assumes that it's Mie who just is fucking with him. And so then he tells La Zhan that in the chat. He's like, ah, it's probably my coworker fucking with me. Never mind, sorry to bother you, gotta go back to work. Bye.
And La Zhan is like,
no. Oh, buddy.
Okay, now let's assume that they have slow burn for another,
like 50K, whatever.
Yeah, 50K later, they have slow burn. How do we, like,
get
resolve
them together.
This shit?
Jesus.
It has to be a game thing.
It does have to be a game. For sure, a game.
In-game event, limited item.
Event limited. In-game event.
It's a
raid that you can only do with a 2-people party.
Oh.
Like, it's a special story raid. You can only do it with 2 people.
Romance.
So Wei Wuxian.
It's like a white day.
White day raid.
Star-crossed lovers thing.
But lovers separated by the stars. So like in game, there's different the game setting is the setting of the books.
Yes.
So in game, there are different
cultivation
sects, and so it's like in game, there's this event where it's like, oh, you need to work with these 2 cultivators from different sects. And, defeat this one, Abyss or whatever.
But you need to cross the Magpie Bridge.
Okay. I don't know what this is, but okay.
Oh, sorry. It's a reference to a story about a cross.
Okay, cool. It's totally that. But anyway, the thing is, you can only do it in a party of 2. But it's got such good loot that everybody's going for it. And so Wei Wuxian's just like, hey, La Zhan, let's do this together. Hey, La Zhan, let's do this.
Looks dubious.
Yeah.
I don't think there is.
Here's what happens is that they're doing the raid together. And because it's like a kind of difficult raid, they're on Discord voice chat together. Because that is a thing you do in gaming. It's very common. And at one point in time, during the raid, because here's the thing, is that Wei Wuxian La Zhan knows Wei Wuxian's gamer tag and his name. But La Zhan doesn't know that about La Zhan. And so in the middle of the raid, Wei Wuxian is pulling whatever bad shit out of him that he does all the fucking time. And La Zhan is at this time though, because there's not the rest of the people around to support them, La Zhan is convinced that he's going to fuck it up. And in a moment of passion and confusion, he says Wei Wuxian's real name.
Oh!
real name. And they win because like he throws it off like in his Wei Wuxian way. And after the raid is done, Wei Wuxian is like, hey, how do you know that? Like, what's going on? And it's like, I know you usually don't say anything. Like, don't mute me this one time, dude. Like, tell me what the hell is going on. And then Lajan is forced to confess.
And then, like, okay, so Wei Wuxian still has not figured out that he is crushing on this guy. Yeah. Like, literally everybody else knows.
Yeah.
That he knows in real life. His entire guild fucking knows. But, like, he has not figured it out. It's in that moment that he figures it out when he hears his real voice in Lajan's name.
Lajan say his name.
Yes. He realizes that he wants to hear that like, every day.
Yeah, for the rest of his life. And so Lajan is like forced to like admit to the coffee and the stocking and the everything. And he has a moment where he's like, look, this is all very weird and creepy, and I understand if you don't want to party.
If you never want to talk to me ever again, I will excuse myself from the entire service forever.
And then Wei Wuxian is just like,
Wei Wuxian tries to say something, Wei Wuxian's trying to talk back,
and he realizes only after he's made, like, a very impassioned confession to Lajan how much he wants. He's been muted the whole time! Like, look, no, I really like you, and I love being around you, and it's like, I don't care about your soccer or anything.
He says he wants to start their own guild.
Yes! Oh. Yes, but he realizes he's been muted this whole time, and then Lajan logs off.
Yes. And he just doesn't log on ever again.
And he doesn't
show up to the coffee shop.
Yes, to go find him and confess his love.
And to do that, he gets Nie in his fucking sketchy contact.
Yes. And also like Lajan's brother shows up at one point in time because Lajan's like, hey, I noticed that my brother was hanging out here a fuck ton. And now he's really depressed. So y'all did something here. Please explain to me what's going on. And definitely when Lajan's brother walks in, Nie like is nudging like Wei Wuxian. It's like, dude, it's him. But like, no, it's the brother. And so like the brother helps like set them up, and it's just like no, this is totally cool. Come to my house and cheer my brother up.
Oh my god,
so depressed.
Okay. So Wei Wuxian shows up, and he shows up with like the cheesiest fucking like cars or balloon or roses or whatever.
Stuffed animal.
Okay.
And a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee, and written on the cup of coffee is, will you start a guild with me?
Okay.
And that is
anyway.
The end.
This has been the world of cultivation.
No, we're doing this thing.
This has been the world of cultivation.
These
will not fix. I'm so sorry for everything. Goodbye, everyone.